Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilayim, Daf Samechtes, and the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shmini, in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting at the top of the Amud. We just learned in Machlikis, Rav Yerushalmi, and Rav Yishayu. The question is, what is Asur to plant in a vineyard? Is it specifically two Zeroim, two grains, or even one? So Rav Yishayu says it has to be two, and that's why it says, Lo Sizro Karmecho Kilayim. Don't plant in your vineyard kilayim, and something which on its own is already kilayim. And Rav Yehudah says, no, even one seed is a problem. So the Gemara asks, according to Rav Yehudah, k'tiv sadcho lo sees your kilayim. Le'ezed dover ne'emar lo sees your karmecho kilayim. Meaning we have the word kilayim in the pasuk. Why have to say the word kilayim? Just say, don't plant seeds. The fact that we're using the word kilayim, that seems to be like a rishaya. They need to have two separate seeds in order to become asur. Why does it say kilayim? Says the Gemara, kihai do omar Rav Hillel, like Rav Hillel said, hen de'at omar lo amot lamat omar. Sometimes the pasuk adds words which are not necessary. Maybe similar to what the Gemara brings in the Bavli, dibra Torah kaloshim le'odo. Sometimes the Torah adds words that are not necessarily for a drasha. And that's what he's saying, hen de'at omar, when you say words, Loi Omer, don't say Lamat Omer. Don't ask why we say it, we're just adding it. Oi Kihi, another way to answer the question. Tomer of Zeiro, Loi Sizro, Karmecho Kilayim, Iker Karmecho Kilayim, Loi Sizro. The idea is, when it says not to plant the Kilayim, means not only when you have an existing vineyard, so don't plant Kilayim over there, but even to plant a new vineyard, meaning you're putting in a seed of grape with another seed of Zera, that also you can do. So that's what it means. Don't begin the process with kilayim. And that's the chiddush of the pasuk. It says the word kilayim. Kodesh the Gemara and says, if you don't kafoit kyo bo kamir av yisi. We then ask the following question. Tamara tomart ein ziri ilon kriyim zoyim. Meaning, by us, regarding kilayim, the seeds of a ilon, of a tree, are not considered to be zoyim regarding kilayim. They're not seeds. When we're referring to seeds, you're not allowed to plant seeds in a vineyard. Which seeds are we talking about? We're talking about grain, we're talking about a vegetable. You're allowed to plant a tree. So zeroim, when we say the word zeroim in the Torah, we're not referring to the zeroim of a tree. Says the Gemara, v'hacha tomar ziri ilun krim zeroim. Here, what he's referring to is referring to legabe tuma v'taharo. Do we know the hechsher tuma comes to seeds when they get water? The pasuk that says that when you have zeroim against water refers to any zeroim, any seeds, seeds of grain, seeds of vegetables, and also the seeds of a tree. That when it has water on it, then it gets tumo. So here you see you're referring to the zeroim of a tree, the seeds of a tree, as zeroim. What's the difference between kilayim and by hechsher tumo? And says the Gemara, omerle tamon miyatakosu. Tamon means there, which means by us. By kilayim, the Torah was mimayat. Because the Torah says, "I she'ain derech bnei adam liyois koyrim ar girsah zroim." The girsah of Rav Chaim is zriel. We're talking about lo sizra, don't plant. What human beings usually call planting? They're talking about things that don't grow high, like grain or vegetable. When you want to talk about a tree, we say netil. It's a different word to speak about a tree. So when the Torah says tizra regarding planting, we're not referring to the zroim of Elon. By Mahokha, when we're talking about Hechshah zroim, so the Torah added everything, because it says, kol zera zerua shei zera. The pasuk that refers to Hechshah zroim says the word zera multiple times, as we saw earlier in this Masechta, and there you add even the zroim of a tree. Says the Gemara, Oma, Abiyu Chodon, Mishim, Abiyana, Yamichate, Bekilayim, Loike. Meaning, kilayim is not only when a person puts seeds in the ground, but even if he has seeds already there and he just covers the seeds, he puts earth on top of the seeds, that's also considered to be maise for the Isra of Kilayim. Says the Gemara that some chtesim with base. Omle abriyachadon v'lo mestisoi, isn't that our Mishnah? Because there's a Mishnah in Meseches Makis. The Mishnah says over there that there's sometimes a person does one action and he's going to be chayav multiple Isurim. And the action that we're referring to over there is the action of Harisho. You plow, and many things will happen. One of the things on the list is kilayim. A person plows and he causes kilayim to be planted. And that's what the Gemara is quoting, kilayim bekerem. So it says the Gemara, ech efshar kilayim al dei harisho. How can you plant with plowing? Plowing means a person takes an animal and he's making a hole in the ground. Where is the planting over here? Loi b'mechape, we're talking about. While he is plowing, he's moving earth, he's moving the ground around, and he's causing seeds to be covered. So the Gemara b'Hava, Rav Yannai Mekalesle, Rav Yannai enjoyed so much this answer. And he set up by Rabbi Yochanan the following psukim. Hazolim zov mikis. People, they have gold coming out of their pocket, meaning that he has Torah coming out of his pocket. Pnei al yaloizu me'inecho. Don't let it go. Be always the Torah. The more you me'ayin in Torah, the more chidushim you'll say. Ten lachacham ve'yech kamoy. To give us someone who's wise, and he gets even wiser. Yishma chacham ve'yosiv lekach. When you chacham hears something, he adds more and more. So he read in him these four psukim, giving him shvach, that he brought a raya from that mishnah, that you see the mechape, the covering seeds, is already an iser. Amalev Shem Melokish. Shem Melokish says, Batar kol elin klusayo. After all these shvachim that you got, I could answer that mishnah, kerbekivo. It should deserve a kivo. Terbekivo omar mekayim oivir b'loy seser. Kivo has a special sheet, as we saw earlier, that just having seeds, even not doing any maise, not covering them, not putting them in the ground, just having them there and not taking them out, he's already oivir. He's oivir b'loy seser. That's the pshat in the Gemara over there. That a person who's plowing, meaning that he allows seeds to be there, he's oivir kilayim, but it could be the mechape, could be the covering, it's not considered to be a maaseh for kilayim. The only reason you have it over there is because he kept it and didn't take it out, like Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, no. Klum omer Akiva el alavar. All Rabbi Akiva said, you're oivir and alav. Shema lilkos, do you get malkus? V'achon lilkos anu kaimin. This mission, malkus, speaks about malkus. A person does one maaseh and he's chayav ein malkus. Rabbi Akiva just said that you're not allowed to keep it. To get malkus, he didn't say, that's what the Gemara holds over here. So Chaim points out, in the beginning of the parak, we said differently. They wanted to say that Bekiva holds you also get malchus. So the Gemara is saying you still have a right from that Mishnah. The Mechape in Kilayim is a problem. So the Gemara Void Minadol bring you more from that Mishnah to show you the Mechape is a problem. The Tanin and Shvi. So one of the Lavi that are mentioned, that Mishnah in Malchus, is Shmito. That when a person works in the field, he causes Isra Shmito. Islach Meimar Shvi is their Bekiva. You can use your Bekiva for Shmito. Bishul by kilayim, Rekiva hold just by keeping the kilayim you're over. But by shmita, by keeping you're not doing anything, you have to do a maise. And the Gemara understands right now, as the Gemara is going to elaborate in a moment, that plowing in shmita is not an iser. You have no iser to plow. You have an iser to plant. So where is the planting over here in shmita? You have to say there were seeds and he covered them. So you see the covering, mechape, is an iser. Says the Gemara, no. Patla shvi is the ablozo. We hold you like a ablozo, the ablozo omar, Loikim al de charisho b'shvis. We go with Shita Shablaza that holds that you're not allowed to plow in Shemitah as well. And that's the Issa over here. Rabbi Yechon Amar ain't loikim al de charisho b'shvis. Rabbi Yechon is the one who argues in Blazer. He holds you're not over when you plow in Shemitah. And the Gemara now is going to go from here into the next daf to explain the machlokes of Blazer Rabbi Yechon regarding Shemitah. But regarding our Inyan, we just said a klal. That leaving two seeds in the ground and being mechap and covering is a maisef kilayim. Says the Gemara, a raya from the Mishnah and Makis that says a person does one maise, one action, he's chayav multiple lavim. One of them is kilayim. And we're talking about plowing. How does plowing have a iser kilayim? You have to say you put earth on top of it. So the Gemara, what about, I have another raya, Shemitah. It says, hey, Shemitah, the Yosoifer, what's the Adeiro? So the Gemara, there you could say no. There you could say that it depends on the machlokes if plowing is an issue by Shemitah. If plowing is not an issue, you have to say that mechape is the problem, covering the seeds with earth. But if you hold that plowing is iser, so you can explain the iser that we talk about over there is plowing in Shemitah. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Samech Tes.